Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
Well, when the Australia Day honours were being handed out, one recipient to get a Member of the Order of Australia award was a man whose name you may well know, but whose contribution to Australian life you may not fully grasp. Mal Garvin has popped up on Australian radio stations for over 40 years with his wise words and social commentary. His Fusion Youth organisation now spreads across 7 countries, with many more to be reached on the way. The open crowd festivals he established have touched thousands of people. Then there's the Reclaiming Easter campaigns. There's the Tasmanian town of Poatina that he bought and turned into a training and outreach centre. Not bad for a guy who's only 32 years of age.
Mal Garvin,
it's good to talk to you again.
Your best is as bad as mine.
Congratulations on the award.
Well, thank you.
And all this from a guy who, as a kid, thought his name was Garvin up the back.
Because you remember.
I do remember. That's what your teachers kept on saying.
Yeah.
And I remember you said it was you felt like you were a kid in the lowest rating class in the lowest rating school, and yet, I guess, look what God has made of your life.
Yes, that's true. Well, that's what motivated me. Everybody, when I was a 12 to 14-year-old, everybody could see what was wrong with me. And 3 things conspired. One, I had a grandmother who loved me, who happened to be a Christian lady, although I didn't understand much about her religious stuff. Mm-hmm. I had a teacher at school who could also see what was right with me. And I then moved from the C class, there was only A, B, and C, to the B class, had him again, came top of the class again. Mm. And then I went to an Easter camp with the Sydney City Mission. And I only went because I was told girls were going, but then I had a profound spiritual encounter that was to change the direction of my life.
Yes, and all of those have, formed you to be the person that you are. I mean, it's youth work, psychotherapy, social commentary, community building. There's so many things that I guess you've done. What would you say has been the thread between all of them? What would you say your life has been about to date?
Okay. Well, I think I'd express it differently now. But even now as I talk to you, I've known you for many years. Yeah. And as you know, I do continue to do some broadcasting. I now believe that everybody I'm talking to has an assignment in their heart, that as they came into this world, God placed on their spirit a job to do. And that's where they find their purpose or find their story. I'm now convinced my job is to help them find that story. And it's the joy of life for me to see people growing, getting past the past and opening their hearts to the future.
Mm-hmm. Now, when did you awaken to that very calling?
Well, it's been a development over some years for me to describe it that way now. But there was a pivotal moment. I was a jeweler. I was making rich ladies from the Upper North Shore happy with my handmade product in platinum and gold and diamond and emerald. And kids were coming in to watch me make jewelry after school. And some of them were rat bags, so I had to watch their fingers that they wouldn't touch the diamonds. They brought me in to teach scripture in schools. And increasingly, they became a clientele, these kids. I'd ring up the principals and say, "Hey, little Johnny's here with me." The principal said, "I don't keep him. He's only a nuisance at school." Out of that became Fusion, eventually. I would give them a lump of copper, teach them how to make a bracelet. And for some kids, it was the first success they'd ever had. And then increasingly, I was torn. I was already exploring a bit of broadcasting at that stage, but I was saying, what am I? Am I a jeweler? Am I a broadcaster? Mm. Am I a youth worker? Am I a teacher? I was teaching evening college. I was teaching apprentices jewelry in evening college. And then I thought, who am I? What am I? I've got to tell you, I'm so pleased I took the turn I did, because I started making jewelry midnight to dawn to stay alive. I mean, I was making lots of nice money with my jewelry business, but I did more and more youth work with kids who were in trouble, also in the lowest classes. And I would teach RE more regularly. Kids would come and watch me. I rented out another room in the double-story building in Hornsby. Mm-hmm. And, that was the point where I knew I had to help them. Mm. I remember one particular moment. There was a little fella who was the least successful person in his whole family. He was an asthmatic, he was not good at sport, and he had tears in his eyes. As he left school, he just didn't think he'd ever have a future. I remember praying with him, and we got a Sydney Morning Herald out, and I scanned it, and I thought, my goodness, how can we help this young fella? And I prayed with him that God would open a way. And you know what? This job jumped out at me, a medical boot technician. Mm-hmm. I made an appointment for him. He went off, he got the job, and he became a very, very good medical boot technician, where he helped people with club feet and difficult feet walk better. So we had a mission in life now.
Yeah.
So I thought, that's the job now, helping others find their job.
Yes, yes. And hasn't that got a resonance to where you began?
Yeah, it does. Exactly.
Very, very much so. Now Fusion, what, 200-plus full-time staff around the place, 7 countries. I think you've got another 4 countries that you're on the way to starting centres in, and thousands of volunteers. I guess you never would have seen that it would, you know, from those early beginnings praying with a little bloke, that I guess something like this would ever eventuate.
Yeah, I love the fact when Jesus called Simon Peter, which means rock, stone, foundation, it wasn't on the basis of who he was, but what he might become. And I love that notion,
yes,
to see people not in terms of what they are or what they've been, but what they might be.
Yes, yes. This is Open House right across the nation. Mal Garvin is with us, recently given a Member of the Order of Australia Award at the recent Australia Day Honours. All the entrepreneurial types that I've spoken to, Mal, and I'm sure the same for you when you have interviewed so many other people, they've all had failures. It's almost one of the marks of entrepreneurs is they actually have failures, and they help them to actually become successful in whatever given venture they're supposed to be doing. Can you share a failure with us, a big failure that you learnt from?
Okay, well, I've had numbers of them. I got to tell you, on 3 occasions, Fusion collapsed. Huh. And yeah, I had to ask myself, do I want to go on? It was very, very difficult. And, okay, I'll tell you another one. I had to face my contribution to the difficulty. I found that enthusiasm wasn't enough. And even the radio station we're talking on now, way, way, way back when it first started, of course, I had to get the midnight show there.
Yeah.
We had a very strong youth emphasis from 10 in the evening to 2 in the morning. And there were some things there that were difficult lessons to learn. But as you say, I mean, they've actually done work on this in engineering courses at universities. They get them to do things like build bridges out of straws, and they've got to be able to withstand a metal ball dropping on them. And those who have a perfect bridge right up front usually can't take the weight of the stress of the ball dropping. But those who try to do it numbers of times, usually have the strongest bridges in the long run. So I regard that as part of my story. I've been around for a lot of years, had plenty of mistakes to learn from, but I feel stronger and more skilled and competent. Still, you know, don't have all the answers, but enough to feel that God and I and my friends can find a way through.
Yes. Mal, you've been able to spot needs in Australian society and kind of fill them, whether it's been through Fusion or the Reclaiming Easter events or the radio spots and programs that you've done that so many people have heard. What's the next big opportunity that you can see that now needs Christian leadership?
Okay, thank you for the question. I think we're about to head into a pretty difficult time, turbulent water. The dark clouds of economic gloom are gathering. And if you read the subtext, if you can read the anxiety on the faces of our state and federal leaders and right around the world, we're in trouble. In 1 week, about 3 weeks out from Christmas last year, 25 banks collapsed in 1 week. They're predicting in the next year, unemployment will at least go to 7%. Tens and tens of thousands of fellow Australians are going to be in a bit of trouble. So I think as we come into Easter this year, it's time for us to rediscover the hope of Easter. There is something in the resurrection, that this man is crucified and comes back from the dead in 3 days and starts a global movement that has me and you talking right now. And there is something in that. And what it means is the tough times can be times of change and growth if you know what to hang on to and what to get rid of. And so I think that's the opportunity. Life asks us questions. Will we hang on with courage until we find the real answers to the questions life is asking?
Yes, yes, nicely put. Well, Mal, congratulations again on the award. It's good to talk to you, and all the best for the next few years as I guess you continue to help people find their assignment, find their story, and as you, I guess, continue to unravel the one that God has given you.
Always love being chatting to you, Sheridan.
Yeah, good on you, Mal. Mal Garvin there, recently honoured with a Member of the Order of Australia Award for founding the Fusion Youth Organisation, which now touches so many thousands right around the globe.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.